Well, I have a little burden from the Lord tonight that I've all been thinking about off and on for a while, and I've actually shared something of this sort a while back, but I think it's important. I want to talk about communication. Not only is that a big word literally, but it's a challenging word, is it not? Well, you know, God made us social creatures for a reason. That's so we can, well, that's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we exist, honestly. But communication is, as we know, it's simply transmitting knowledge or information in various forms. And as the years roll on, we get several new means of communication, do we not? Compare it to 100 years ago. They had no electronics like we know them today. So just on the electronic side alone, you have from your smartphones to your iPads, your little tablets, your regular telephones, computers, email, you know, texting, all the different forms you can use. So you have all those extra things that we didn't have 100 years ago. And so with all these new means of communication, you would think we would be smarter. And you would think that we would make less mistakes. But is that true? No. It's a challenge. And there's other forms of communication. Maybe I'll ask y'all help us out. What are some other forms of communication, just in general? How do we communicate? Obviously speaking. I mean, that's a given. But what else? What's that? Body language. Actions. Your eyes. Yes. Very powerful. What else?
Written communication.
Written. That's right. The printed word. Mm-hmm.
The places you go. Friendship.
Yes, that's good. Yes, the friends you have and the places you go. Yes, that communicates a lot. Or the places you don't go.
The things that you buy.
Yes, the things that you buy. And I've mentioned this before, the trash that you throw out. It tells what's been going on.
The clothes that you wear.
The clothes that you wear, that's right. Wow, this is interesting, isn't it? We don't realize, but we communicate a lot to each other and to the whole world. Sometimes, maybe when we don't want to, maybe our body language kind of slips up a little bit, but we communicate a lot. Well, here's the challenge. There's a scripture that says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." And that's in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, and verse 33. Familiar scripture, but when you really dissect that, we could say it this way in the context of communication, that God cannot be blamed for all the extra confusion that we encounter. You realize that? The confusion usually, well, I'll say, it never comes from God. It can't. God doesn't get his wires crossed like we can. The confusion comes on man's side, okay? Just as an example, remember, I don't know, was it 10 years or so ago, the coal miners in West Virginia? Do you remember when that was, Sister Robin? It's been a while back. But I remember reading some of the headlines that was so sad. There was word had leaked back to some of the families. They were concerned about their loved ones. And word had leaked back that they were okay somehow. But in the end, they were not. They were dead. But what had happened was there was a mass. It was too much information, too much communication, where it was their phone lines. Everything was just flooded with information. And there was mass confusion. And they were, it was chaos. Similar things happened with, 9/11. Some similar things happened there. Also, the Joplin tornado. But so sometimes with a mass amount of communication, it's like overload. It's hard to sort those things out and you get confused. And that's where it's saying the scriptures, God is not the author of confusion. He does not give information overload like we can get, okay? And God can sort out everything. He can filter everything out perfectly. Where we as humans, sometimes we can't. But then to add to that, I believe the devil has a part in confusion as well. In other words, sometimes we get mixed signals from someone, from their body language or something they said or didn't say, or you name it, where we interpret things a certain way, and that's really not what was meant or intended. But the devil will take that and run with it and cause confusion, and brings up another scripture, seek peace and pursue it. That sometimes we need to believe the best in one another. Don't expect the worst, or that, well, I know they meant to, you know. Say, no, give them sometimes the benefit of the doubt. That really can save everyone a lot of trouble. Then also, have you ever heard it said, and maybe some of us have said it ourselves, speaking about children, I can't understand my child. He or she just won't listen to me. I've heard that said, and maybe I've said it before too. But here is, I believe, a key to communication. It's simply taking the time, and Sister Robin already touched on this, to listen. That's really, sometimes we want to be doing this, or we want to be, you know, whatever. We want to be communicating, but part of communication is also receiving. It's like a 50-50, if you want to put it that. We were talking about all the forms of transmitting, but you have to receive communication too, okay? So understanding where someone is at is very important, listening to them. Someone said it, Stephen Covey said it this way. He said, seek first to understand, then to be understood. You know, sometimes we get that reversed. We want to be understood first. It's like, no, you don't understand me, you know, and we want to make sure that we, you know, but no, it says seek first to understand. And that can be applied in so many ways. But the challenge is it takes work. You have to put effort into trying to listen to someone, to hear them out. Sometimes they're just wanting to vent, you know, that's just the bottom line. Sometimes we just need to vent sometimes. And someone else has to be willing to listen, though, when we do that. But the blessing of all of this, and we talked about some of this earlier, is it's wonderful to be able to vent to our Lord and Savior, because He knows and understands everything. Whereas sometimes the human side of someone else, they may not really know and understand where we're coming from. And they're going to say, whoa, that's a little extreme. But to the Lord, He doesn't care. Just tell it to Him. He knows already. You're not hiding anything from Him. So those are some challenges. But now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about more of a positive side of communication. We'll look at it this way. In a concept of community. Okay. A lot of times we'll just say in the business world, and this has been my experience anyway, and I believe this applies in every aspect of our lives too, that it's so easy to focus on me, myself, and I. Okay. And the world is geared towards that as well. It's all about me. I mean, they write songs about it. And I'm thinking, wow, well, it's pretty obvious. You look in the world around us and they're very selfish, very self-centered. It's like a lot of spoiled rotten children and they're adults, you know. But here's just a few little, not sayings, but these are some ways we can communicate and encourage a community effort and not being focused just on ourselves. One of them, and we'll start, it kind of goes, there's five steps, and we'll start with step five and kind of work back. The five most important words you could say is, you did a good job. Okay? A compliment. All right? And it's, you did a good job. All right? Now, you understand where I'm headed with this when I get done. The four most important words we can say is, what is your opinion? Express an interest in the other party. Not just be focused about, well, here's my side and this is what I think, and always spewing. But again, be willing to receive. The three most important words could be said as, let's work together. Let's try to understand this together. Let's help one another. And notice the theme here. It's focusing on you did a good job and what is your opinion, and let's work together. And then another one, the two most important words are thank you. Sometimes it's taken for granted that we know that other person appreciates such whatever. But no, verbalize it. Don't just assume, say thank you. You know, take some time and do that. Then the last one, the single most important word is we. Not I. Not me. See, that's the focus that, again, the mindset of the world. And what the devil would love for us to focus on is just me, you know. But the world is more than just me, all right? There's more at stake out there. There's folks out there that they don't know what it's like to feel loved. You understand? There's people out there, they've never really had someone to stop and say, can I help you? Or what's troubling you? And really show an interest in them and communicate that to them. Not with just their words, with our words, but with our actions. Prove to them, show them that we do love and care for them. And we're interested in them. It's easy. It's much easier just to do nothing. Just to kind of, just let it go. You know, not to say thank you or whatever. But again, I believe breeding good practices for a community effort, working together. And I want to read a scripture in Malachi 3 and 16. Kind of a, let's see. Malachi 3 and 16. It says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. I want to focus on that first part of that verse. It says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Now, where this comes in, and I could read several more scriptures, and I have a few more to read here before we close, but I believe the Lord is greatly interested in how we work and act and communicate together. We'll get a little closer to home here, and I'm going to tell on myself a little bit. It's so easy to get stuck in the rut of casual talk. And the casual talk is fine. We all do it. Well, hello, how are you doing? All doing just fine. And that's about the extent of the conversation. Sometimes that's all there's time for. And that's great. That's better than nothing at all. You're at least communicating. But in this modern day and age, sometimes one of the most valuable assets we have is time. Okay? Because everyone's busy. And sometimes there are people, young and old alike, middle age, all spectrums of life. Sometimes there's people that they would love just five more minutes of your time because they have a burden or they have a concern or they have a hurt or whatever. But they don't feel close to you because you've never really gave them the time of day. It's just, hello, how are you doing? Bye. You know, you're on your way. It's easy. That's the easy way out. Well, I spoke to them. I did my duty. True. But there's more to it than that. I believe it's healthy in every aspect to occasionally engage in a conversation, even if it's still a casual conversation, but sometimes that will lead further. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about spreading gossip here. That's not my point. But it's showing a true empathy and compassion for one another, and that we care about one another and we want to help one another. And it's good we come to worship services. That's very important. Sometimes that's maybe all we feel like we can do is just come to worship service and just sit and listen, and that's okay. And maybe even after church, you know, I'm not saying you have to stay and talk for an hour. Sometimes we do that too long. But my point is, it's not just about in these four walls. Sometimes it's just outside of worship service. It's contacting that individual. Maybe it's someone that hasn't darkened these doors for a long time. You know, that maybe they're just wanting someone to show that we care. And to be the Lord's hand extended. That's really what it's all about. And I hope you all understand, I'm not trying to get on to anyone here tonight at all. I'm talking to myself here. It's so easy to get caught up in my little world. And sometimes we have to. Sometimes we have to take care of business, our own personal business first. But there's also, the scriptures, remember what I believe was Cain said about Abel? Am I my brother's keeper? You realize we are? That we are held accountable for each other. That this is what I'm talking about. I had a message not too long ago. We were talking about the church, how the church works so beautifully together. And it does. You compare it to other organizations out there, and there's no real love and concern for each other. They're just out there for themselves, but it looks good to be a part of such and such organization. You see what I'm saying? The reason we get together is because of love. We love God, and we love God's people. And that's what's so beautiful about it. And that's where I believe these communication tools are very important. So again, in conclusion of that little thought, the casual talk is good, but sometimes the intimate soul talk is even better. Because that's when you can really get under a burden and really help someone else out. I will change, read another scripture. Hebrews 13 and 16. Hebrews 13 and 16, it says, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." That scripture says a lot. I mentioned earlier, sometimes the good deeds, those are easy, you know. And we are supposed to, you know, work the good works of faith and all the things, and with our community and with our family and with one another. But doing good deeds is great. But sometimes the encouraging words to confirm those good deeds, that's another step that I, for one, sometimes maybe come up short on that. I did this and I did that and you know, okay, that's good, but did you follow up? And did you confirm? You know, did you really go the extra mile? Or you just kind of leave it, well, I'll just leave that with them and the Lord. You know, that's easy to do. But I'm talking about here tonight, proving your love and devotion to the Lord is, of course, the utmost concern. But when you do that, I believe there is a trickle-down effect, okay? That when we really acknowledge what all God has done for us and what others have done for us too, there is an obligation then of, you know what? I can do such and such myself, and to encourage and promote God's love in someone else and show God's love and concern by stopping by and not just saying, how are you doing? And that's good. That's a great start. But not just stopping at that, but going, you know what? I haven't seen them for a while, or I haven't really spoke with them for a while. I haven't heard. I wonder how they're really doing. And sometimes, you know, and I'll be the first to say, send them a text is the easiest. you know, or a little email and just kind of throw them out there, you know, and like, no, that's good. You know, I did my good deed for the day. But again, that's a good start. Sometimes maybe the Lord would have us go a little further because that's a good deed. Okay. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. We were talked about earlier all the different forms of communication. It's more than just, you know, it's sometimes being on the receiving end and listening. All right. Just being willing to listen to someone. Show the concern. Well, then you could wrap it up with this. Prayer. What an awesome form of communication. And you could say that's probably the most important. Because it has to start with the Lord first. If you don't have it down pat with the Lord, what else are you going to communicate to the world if you don't have God on board? You know? Lord, help us. Lord, help me. That I get a good dose of the Lord first, then I can give some of that to someone else. And yes, there are times maybe where you don't feel like you have everything together, okay? But you know what happens sometimes then too? It's like you almost, you feel inadequate, okay? It's like, well, Lord, I don't really have things together and but someone is, maybe they're calling, you see a need and you're like, well, I can't do that because you know what? Sometimes we can step out on faith. I'm not talking about foolishly here, okay? But I'm talking about sometimes we use the excuse, well, I can't, just because we really don't want to. You know, that's really what it boils down to. And I'm talking myself here tonight. I'm not talking to anyone else. But again, the most important thing is it starts with communication with the Lord. That's the key. And the awesome thing is it doesn't cost anything, just some time. But there's no monthly fees, you know, that you get on all these other forms of communication. You don't get the extra late fees and fines if you don't, you know. No, this communication with the Lord is free, 24-hour access. And that's wonderful. So, in conclusion, I would just say this as a question to all of us here tonight to challenge us, that how do we communicate with one another? How do we communicate with the world? How do we communicate with our family? And how do we communicate with the Lord? A lot of things to ponder here, but I believe the Lord would be pleased. And again, just some of the scriptures we read here tonight. God knows, especially as the years have rolled on, God's not oblivious to all the extra pressures and stress that we have nowadays. He knows we're short on time a lot of times. He understands those things. And God's not asking something above and beyond what we can do. These are things we can do. And sometimes it just takes it being a good habit. You know, because sometimes you don't feel like communicating. And sometimes maybe that's where it comes of, you know, scripture says denying yourself. Sometimes you just have to do it. Even when you don't feel, we'll just speak to the mothers here for a little bit. When the baby is crying and is needing fed, and just because you're tired and sleepy and maybe don't feel good yourself, doesn't mean you don't go feed them. You still get up and you feed the baby because there's an obligation there. They're part of you. Well, it goes the same for us here, that in the church, we have an obligation to the rest of God's children, that we get up and we do the things and we communicate. We do the good deeds and we communicate to confirm those good deeds. That's our obligation to one another because that's how the church works. But you know, the beautiful thing is there's no one standing at the back door with this little black book keeping track. How many times did you this week? And did no. That's the beautiful thing about the church is the government's on the Lord's shoulders. He's the one managing it. He's the one sending the Holy Spirit to inspire, to encourage, to give the strength that we don't have to maybe go communicate with someone. You see what I'm saying? And maybe there's, I remember times when I had an obligation to go do something and I'm like, Lord, I don't have it. I just really don't. But on my way there, the Lord would give me something. That's how the Lord works. No one else could do that. But it had to start where I had to communicate with the Lord. I had to get those lines open. You know what I'm saying? That's the challenge, that we not forget that most important step. But I'm encouraged tonight that no doubt the reason why most of us are here tonight is because of communication with one another. That's what it amounts. We've all spent time with one another, and that's healthy. But I want to encourage us. There's others out there that need it too, that maybe aren't easy to get to. Maybe they make it hard. Have you ever had a relationship like that? I have, where that other party made it a challenge. It was like, okay, now what am I going to try? You know, well, let me try this. And you try different. Finally, you get an open door and finally you make some headway. I had a neighbor like that. He just lived right across the street, and he'd be on his mower and I would drive by and I was 15 feet from him and he wouldn't look a bit. But every time I still waved at him, and I would intentionally, well, I wouldn't swerve, try to get his attention, but I would make sure he knew that I was. But you know what? Over the course of years, he finally started, you know, kind of just a little, he would start doing that. I'm like, yes, I made some headway. But I didn't give up. It was kind of like a game almost. I'm like, well, I wonder what he'll do this time. But eventually it got to where I could be out there mowing and he was out mowing. And I would actually get off my mower and I would go over there and we could talk and chat. Years prior to that, it wouldn't have happened. But it took some effort on my part to kind of grease the wheel, so to speak. That, what's the scripture say? Be not weary in well-doing. It's sometimes hard day after day. Maybe it's people you work with. Maybe it's someone in your family. I don't know, but don't give up. Just keep at it. And eventually you might break through. And it's a blessing, let me tell you. Because that neighbor I was talking about, it wasn't too long after that. He actually died with cancer. It was a very quick. But when he came down sick that night, I was able to go over there and spend some time. And I didn't have to get to know him all of a sudden. Oh, there was still kind of a, don't get me wrong, there were still a lot of things I didn't know, but there was a relationship already built that was helpful. But if I hadn't have been doing that, then the phone call would come like, oh, I know his name, but that's about all I know, you know. That's a wake-up call to me, because there's been many other missed opportunities that I didn't take advantage of. And to this day, I regret. And I can't fix those now, but I can take care of those in the future. So you pray for me that I would be faithful in this aspect.